The family had said they didn't expect many people to be here today because it was going to be such bad weather. But this just shows how much Jean was loved among us. We're here to remember our friend Jean Daly, to celebrate his life, and to share the way he has touched all of us. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for the encouragement you are to the family. A little later in the service, I will be bringing the microphone around so some of you can share stories. So you may have some prank of Jean's you want to talk about or some experience, and that will be your opportunity. And then at the conclusion of our service, there will be refreshments in the back, and you're welcome to stay and visit with one another and, again, encourage each other. We are a singing church, and Brent Spivey is going to lead us in several songs that the family has picked for us.
Come ye that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. God, let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My I send, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, all my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Terrell Eugene, we called him Gene, Daly was a native and lifelong resident of Houston. Born here September the 4th, 1936, to Rusty and Vola Daly, he had one older brother, Russell Earl. And Gene and his first cousin, Terrell Sanders, were only 3 months apart. They grew up like brothers. Family tales suggest that Gene and Terrell were quite a handful for grandmother, Catherine Hill, Mama Hill, who often watched them while Rusty and Vola were at work. And Terrell always liked to ask people when they met people for the first time, who's the best looking? You'll see a picture in the back of the two best lookings together. The Dalys were early members of the Drew and Albany Church of Christ, later to become Central, to become Southwest Central. Gene's Aunt Edith Daly, was a founding member of that church. And Gene attended church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights, from the time he was an infant. This has been his only church home in 81 plus years. Some of Central's older members may recall an incident that Yvonne tells. She could speak clearly as a small child, and one time she failed to heed her father's warning about behavior in church. And so he escorted her down the aisle to the back. And she clearly said the whole time, please don't spank me, Daddy. I'll be good. He was an active at Central, Southwest Central. He was an elder here from 1983 to 1988. And he was just always here and always friendly and always welcoming and always participating. For many years, Gene and Camille and the family would meet at Felix Restaurant on Westheimer after church for lunch. I got to join them a time or two. And then Gene and Camille spent the rest of the afternoon visiting shut-ins and those who were in hospitals. He also went to our prayer conference in Louisiana with us. As a young man, he liked to mess around with cars. Rumor has it that he did a lot of street racing with another gearhead, and one of them was a guy named A.J. Foyt. Later on, as a family man, when things got too much at the house, he would go down to the Chevy dealer and look at all the new cars and come back with a handful of brochures. One of his favorite events was the National Hot Rod Association drag races. He'd go over during the time trials and hang out in the pits and talk to people about their cars. After retirement, he pitched in to help a next-door neighbor restore an old pickup truck. Gene attended Reagan High School at the Houston Heights. He studied diesel mechanical engineering at the University of Houston, but he left school just short of graduating. Although his father and brother were veterans and he expected to be drafted, that call never came. And by the time he left college, he was 4F because he had a wife and three kids. That's one way to keep out of the draft. Gene and Camille married July the 12th, 1957, age 20 and 18. Back at that time, girls could marry at age 18. Guys couldn't marry till they were 21. He had to get his parents' approval to marry. Yvonne came along a year later, followed by Lynn in 61 and Terry in 65. And over the years, Gene and Camille were active in Bluebirds, Campfire Girls, Brownies, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Weebelows, Bel Air Bells, Bel Air Marching Band, you name it, and they were in it, and sponsors. He attended the father-daughter dances, helped with fundraisers, chaperoned camping trips, participated in work days, football games. He even flew kites on Loop 610 before it was opened. And he taught three kids how to drive on Houston freeways. Gene was a mechanical engineer. Spent most of his career at Schlumberger. He helped patent numerous inventions for oil field use. Remained active with the Schlumberger retirees, and a number of you here today come from that group. He could or did make or repair anything and did not want to pay anybody money to do something he thought he could do. His sense of humor, his dry wit, just a special guy and yet so dignified. Gene was made to give his heart and his devotion to a partner. Camille was that perky partner. He would do anything without complaint for Camille. Now, that might mean reaching stuff on upper shelves, which Camille needed somebody to do that. She didn't come up to his shoulder. But it also meant when Halloween rolled around and Camille invented all these costumes, Gene was there. He was in a red onesie to be a devil. He was a dog catcher when Camille was a Dalmatian. He was an organ grinder when she was a monkey. He was a little old lady. He was a hippie. Camille was that perky, organized record keeper, the go-to person, the life of the party, the gleam in Gene's eye. They were fun. They were witty. They were a great couple. And unfortunately, cancer was very persistent with Camille. Gene by her side, she had extended stays in the hospital. Cancer metastasized. It kept attacking her. And after 48 years of marriage, she died in 2005. And when Camille died, part of Gene died. The gleam was gone. Heartbroken and lost, he was wise enough to go to a grief support group. There he met Joyce Tilner. Joyce had recently lost her husband, Norman, and they were both trying to find their way in a new world. They understood each other's pain. They helped each other grieve. And eventually, these two friends made a brave choice to love again. And until Joy's passing in 2016, Jean and Joyce traveled. They went to plays. They watched Dancing with the Stars. They supported each other, and the gleam was back. But just as Camille had a long and painful last year, so did Joyce. But Jean was there by her side, holding her hand. The family put it this way. If she could have, Camille would have chosen Joyce to watch over Jean in her absence. And Jean's family is pretty sure that those two gregarious ladies are up there somewhere planning the best Christmas ever for all the heavenly host. Jean and Camille believed in family vacations, and they worked hard to make sure the family could spend time together. They'd load up the car or their tiny little tent trailer with all the necessities for a family of five, and they would head out to campgrounds all over Texas and later Colorado. They'd rent a cabin on the Animas River in Colorado, Silverton. And the family would hike and shop and attend the Silverton Brass Band Festival and the Miner's Days and hit the Jeep trails. Jean became quite an excellent Jeep driver. The family will never forget, however, having a flat tire while parked in Slide Rock on a steep downhill section of Black Bear Pass. Changing that tire was quite a challenge. Their river house was a gathering place for all of Jean and Russell's families and has been for years. Jean enjoyed traveling with friends and family, especially lifelong friends Gary and Joan Linderman. When their children were younger, the Daleys and the Lindermans learned to water ski behind Jean's tiny wooden boat with its 25 horsepower motor. Over the years, they covered lots of miles together, narrowly escaping being skunked in Colorado to wife swapping when it came time to teach him how to drive the boat, and to using up all the Band-Aids after a cactus mishap in Big Bend. When their children were grown, Jean's traveling buddies continued to find new adventures together. From campouts to cruise ships, he leaves behind lots of great memories of trips together. With Camille and Joyce gone, Jean was never the same. He tended to live in a world of depression. The sparkle was gone from his eyes, and he was ready for this life to be over. Just over 3 weeks ago, he went to the hospital not feeling well. Test revealed stage 4 renal cancer, for which there's no cure. And the end came quickly. We don't remember Jean for these last 18 months. We remember the glowing, compassionate, outgoing servant who touched lives for 80 years. The world is a much better place because Jean Daly touched us all. I'm going to give you an opportunity to say a few things. If you have a story you'd like to share with this group, just raise your hand. And if I don't know you, I'd like for you to identify yourself so they know who you are. Michael Tucker.
I saw Jean in the event that Steve was talking about. He went into the hospital and clearly was feeling terrible. And I said, "Jean, are they giving you anything?" And he said, "No, I'm paying for every little bit of it."
Nelson Beckett.
Gene Daly. He's the real deal. He means so much to me. He's a big, big part of my life. He's Gino to me. We'd go out together. Every Wednesday we'd go out. We probably ate at every Mexican restaurant in this side of the country. Not to mention the Italian restaurants and the just any restaurant you can name, we've probably been there. Some of them we've been there many times. And we had pizza together. We had, he introduced me to jalapenos. And Gene liked spicy stuff, and I was still working on that. And Gene just, my goodness, we went, goodness, we've gone fishing together. We've gone traveling around Houston, visiting folks on all parts of the town that a lot of them in retirement communities now, and when we got together, we laughed and we cried and we held each other's hands through all kind of problems together, and we went to see the Blue Bonnets together. We went to many funerals together, many weddings together. Yeah, Gino was it. He's good to the bone. I could go on, and probably will the rest of my life. Anytime I open my phone, I think of Gene. We'd shared emails together, and we walked together. He's eaten at my table many, many times. I remember Joyce coming one evening for supper, and Beverly was there and helping me cook some okra. And I said, Joyce, do you like okra? And she said, well, not really. And she was eating it like popcorn before we left. So I can just say, Gino, save me a place. Be there soon.
Hello, I'm Bobby Perkins. Gene and I worked together at Schlumberger. I worked there for 34 and a half years. So I knew Gene and his wife, Camille. And they were very nice people. And I think his son also worked there for a temporary time during the summer. So I'm so glad we got a chance to chat at our last visit. He will be greatly missed.
Gary Lindemann.
Gene and I were like brothers. In fact, I didn't have any siblings. And so we hit it off back in 1968, working at Schlumberger on wooden drafting tables. And he sat right there in front of me, was training, helping train me when I first went into his engineering department. And I don't know how it started, but we started vacationing together as families. It started back when our sons are 2 years old, and did it, I think, 21 years, and then their sons all grew up, and their daughters grew up, and they got married. And then Gene and Camille and Joni and I would travel, and I don't know how many trips, but we've been everywhere from the Caribbean to Alaska. and then both coasts. We went all over the United States. Never had a bad word, never had an argument. We just got along like brothers. In fact, better than brothers. A lot of brothers argue. But I'm going to miss Gene, because still we would get together about once a week for lunch, you know, right up to the week before, I think, he went into the hospital. And he never complained, but you could tell he was hurting. And he didn't tell me he had cancer, because he didn't want me to be hurt. Going to miss you, buddy.
I'd like to clarify the wife swapping comment. Camille wanted to learn how to drive the boat to pull a water skier. And although Gene was a patient man, he, as we all do, tend to lose that patience with our spouse. And Camille was saying, well, I really want to learn to drive that boat. And I said, well, get Gary to teach you. I said, he can't yell at you. He can yell at me, but he won't yell at you. So that's how the wife swabbing thing came about.
Well, thank you all for sharing. Larry is going to lead us in a prayer.
Please pray with me. Father, we come to you as the creator of life. And Father, we are mindful and we recognize life when it's lived well. Life as Gene lived it before us and with us. Father, we recognize that Gene has left a legacy of faith, faithfulness, service, and presence. Father, it's that presence we're missing now. There's an absence that has left a hole in the heart of the Daly family, his friends, and our church. And Father, this morning we ask that you work to fill that emptiness. Father, fill it with the memories of the life he shared with us. Father, fill it with aspiration as we try to aspire to live life as Gene showed us how it should be lived. And Father, will you fill it with comfort and peace and the hope that we have in Christ, that this is not it, that there will be an eternity we will be able to share with Gene. May we be blessed with that hope as we celebrate his life today and the weeks and months and years to come. We pray through Christ's name. Amen.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. Oh, the fertile and splendid plains earns one eternal day,
The echo of the sun forever reigns and scatters night away. We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. Filled with delight, my raptured soul would here no longer stay. Though Jordan's waves around me roll, fearless I'd launch away. We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore.
The loss of Gene is hard for me. Seems like all he did was eat. But you see, I ate with him most Thursday nights. Gene and Nelson and Betty Linder and Beverly Thetford and Joe and I. So we've, again, shared many a meal together. Nelson and Gene ate lunch at least once a week, often at Barry's Pizza. And with our church 100th year anniversary less than 2 weeks away, that to me just emphasizes the place that Gene played in this church. For the first time in 100 years, we don't have a daily who's a member here. Aunt Edith was part of the founding members, Russell and Vola, Fletcher, Fletcher Jr., Gene and his family, Russell and his family. For 100 years, dailies have been synonymous with Central and Southwest Central now. There's a heritage there. There's a richness there that comes from a family of faith. And it was their faith that caused them to serve other people. Gene and Camille spent countless afternoons for years visiting the sick and the elderly. Camille taught children. Gene was one of the shepherds of this church. They weren't church attenders. They were servants of this community, both this church and the community at large. They were members participating that gave life to this body. Gene had the heart of a shepherd, a man of compassion, a man who cared. I think one of the reasons Gene resigned as an elder here was that he wasn't interested in all that administrative stuff that tends to befall an elder. His concern was people. He wanted to understand you as a person, your concerns, your hurts. And he placed himself beside you in bearing those burdens. He did not push elderly aside because they were no longer productive, but he loved and appreciated them for who they were and what they had done. He could look back and recognize the events of faith that led us to be who we are today. And he could give God the glory for that. He could look at any of us, especially senior saints or those who had handicaps or disabilities, and lift them up as vital to the life that we share. When you look at someone, when you love someone deeply, you don't just recognize their pain, you share in that pain. You hurt when they hurt. You ache when they ache. And when you hurt like that, it takes a lot of hard work. Jean shared deeply the pain of Camille and of Joyce, and it was exhausting. Mark describes Jesus as one who came to serve, not to be served, and to give his life. Peter said, "Serve one another with whatever gift you have received." Jesus said that the greatest among you is the servant, and whoever wishes to become great must be your servant. Servanthood is a sign of the follower of the suffering servant, Jesus. And Jean did that very, very well. We are better people because of it. In one of Jesus' parables, he compliments an individual for his faithful stewardship to the gifts of God. And he said, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord." That's our thought for Jean today. He was a good and faithful servant, husband, father, friend. Joys beyond measure await him in the kingdom of God.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Peace.
peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace perfect, peace with sorrows surging around on Jesus' bosom, not but calm is bound. Peace, perfect peace with loved ones far away in Jesus. Keeping, we are safe, and they is perfect peace. Our soldier, all unknown, Jesus, we know, and he is on the throne. It is enough. Earth's struggles soon shall cease, and Jesus call us to heaven's perfect peace.